Kathy. Hello.
Hello, Bryce.
So, look, it's a basic question, but I mean, who's going to be coming to this chicken training camp? Is it the elite chickens of the world, or who needs to have their chickens trained?
Well, it's more about human training, actually. We just use the chickens. We learn from the chickens to be better animal trainers. So the type of people that are coming to the camp, we've got already dog trainers, professional dog trainers, animal trainers from the captive environment, like works in zoos training animals. I've got a group of trainers that train guide dogs from the guide dog facility coming. So it's more about the chickens training us, not us training the chickens.
Right. And is that because chickens are sort of hard to train by nature kind of thing, and this is a good challenge?
Behaviour is a funny thing, that all animals offer behaviour. The reason we chickens make the best teachers to us humans as animal trainers is because it's easy to train a dog. You know, we train dogs and cats, our domestic pets. We do all sorts of things with them, and they love us and they just do anything for us. Chickens, you have to use the science of behaviour and training, because chickens, you know, if you yell at a chicken or, you know, yank them by the collar to come with me like you do to your dog, a chicken won't do it. It'll either shut down or fly away.
Mm.
So we have to learn the science of behaviour and how we manipulate the behaviours using positive reinforcement. We manipulate our chickens to do all these cool things for us, which makes us better other animal trainers.
Yeah, right. What are some of the tricks? If you were to really train a chicken quite well, what would the end result look like?
You could basically train any animal to do anything it is physically capable of doing.
Right.
I had somebody ask me that question the other day, what do we train the chickens to do? And I said, well, we don't train them to cross the road. That's my standard joke. We get them to do similar things. We have like a little agility course, I guess. So, you know, like you see dogs doing, you know, going through weed poles, through tunnels, up ramps and down. So it's not about, it's about how we can get them to do behaviours we want, and then we transfer that to any species.
Yeah,
so
right.
These chickens that we actually use, they're free-range chickens laying eggs on a farm at the moment.
Mm.
We bring them in into an enclosure, and we have them in our training camp for 4 days. They get to do all this cool stuff, and then they go back out and be free-range chickens again.
Wow, so it's a pretty quick process. I mean, is it literally, I'm pretty sure, I'm guessing it might just be, put simply, I guess you just give the chicken food when it does good stuff. I think that's what my dad says about dogs. I don't know if it's similar for chickens kind of thing.
Exactly, and I mean, it's all about, you know, getting back to the operant conditioning, which is the science of how we train. And yes, what you reward or what you reinforce is what you get. So we use positive, it's the best industry practice to use positive reinforcement in training. And that goes across the human world too. You know, we stopped hitting kids and, you know, all those sort of things. We do different things with children when we raise them nowadays, and we certainly do differently with animals too, because we know better, so we do better.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you just one final thing as an expert, because my dad, he reckons he's like a bit of a animal whisperer sort of thing. And I remember he told me one time, we used to sometimes we'd be watching the Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan, and I remember my dad would always, or not always, but one time he said to me, you know, oh, if you look closely, he's not even training the dogs, he's just training the people. Because, you know, apparently if people are like, let's say, neurotic or something, then that sort of just, it makes the animal neurotic and whatever. So is that,
well,
is there like truth to that?
Crazy owners with crazy pets. We certainly, our job as animal trainers, and especially in pet animal world, which I'm in, companion animals, yeah, we're training our humans to be better trainers to their own pets. Because at the end of the day, every interaction with your animal is a training session.
Mm.
Your animal is learning from you, and whether that's a good thing or a bad thing sometimes, like you just said.
Yeah, well, look, it's been absolutely fascinating. And the chicken training camp, if you are keen, I think it's July 22nd And look, I guess bring BYO chicken, Kathy? Or?
No, it's not really. I mean, I've got all the chickens, and yes, and yes, but people certainly we help them learn how to train any animal, but we use chickens as our teachers.
Excellent. Well, it's been an insight. It's been fascinating, Kathy. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.